Missoula County is set to significantly update its floodplain map for the first time in 50 years. Hundreds of property owners could soon be added to the flood zone. MTPR's Austin Amestoy visited the flood-prone Orchard Homes neighborhood to learn more.
So this part right here, this year, it was a real low year, but they're still, this is full of water.
Farmer John Turner sometimes needs a canoe to cross his property in the spring. He parks his UTV next to a steep cliff above the river and points to a knot of barbed wire in the rushing water below.
That used to be the fence line. That used to be land. The river does what it's going to do, and eventually it's going to keep taking all of this stuff.
Missoula County's draft flood risk map shows areas most likely to be underwater in a large flood that occurs roughly once in 100 years. Many homeowners added to the floodplain will have to buy flood insurance, and they'll need to get county permits to make changes to their property. County Floodplain Administrator Matt Heimel says he knows the requirements can feel burdensome to homeowners, but he says it's a matter of public safety.
We're kind of glossing over the underlying risk and the tragic consequences that can come if we're not prepared.
A flood in 2018 waterlogged many houses in Orchard Homes, but Heimel says that flood pales in comparison to the last major event in 1908. A month of near nonstop rain washed out the city's bridges and destroyed homes. It's the kind of 100-year flood the new map is designed to warn residents about. Back in Orchard Homes, John Turner welcomes the update.
You can use it for agriculture, you can use it for recreation, but to try to change the path of the water, we shouldn't be messing with that. That's not us.
More than a dozen other counties in the state are also revising their flood risk maps. Missoula will hold public meetings on its draft map early next year. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.